The capital projects budget that Governor Sean Parnell is reviewing includes $7 million to construct wind turbines on the Kenai Peninsula. While it remains to be seen whether Parnell will keep those funds in the final budget, KDLL's Ben Stanton has a look at what the project would involve.
The $7 million would fund the construction of the Homer Electric Association wind project in Nikiski on a bluff overlooking Cook Inlet. The turbines would be installed on or near the facility that formerly housed the Agrium fertilizer plant. Alaska Speaker of the House Mike Chenault, who lives in Nikiski, brought the measure to the budget that was approved by the State House and the Senate. Chenault says he has not heard much from Nikiski residents so far about the potential project, but he feels if the project moves forward that people will find the proposed location to be suitable.
You know, I'm sure there'll be some concerns about what do they look like and, will they upset anything around there? And their plan is to situate them around the current complexes that are there. So, it's an industrial area, and so I think it probably fit well.
One aspect of the project is that it could move forward quickly, although Chenault says he is uncertain what Parnell plans to do concerning the funding. He has a meeting with the governor later this week when the issue might be discussed among other topics.
The hope is if the governor leaves the money in there that we'll have some power being generated by wind here on the peninsula within the end of the year.
For Homer Electric Association's perspective, the goal would also be to have the turbine online later this year. Before moving forward with the project, HEA will either be partnering with an independent power producer on an effort to generate 14.4 megawatts of power. If they are unable to make a power sales agreement, HEA would use the $7 million for a smaller-scale project on a delayed timeline. One reason for the attempt at a partnership is because of wind energy's unpredictable nature. It would mean installing large batteries or an engine running on diesel or natural gas power to be occasionally used to make the stream of electricity production more even. HEA spokesman Joe Gallagher says that wind studies have been conducted at this location in Nikiski to find that it is suitable for a wind energy plant, but part of the project will be a learning process of how to integrate non-firm sources like wind energy into the rail belt electric grid. That's never been done before.
And we would hope that we would be able to learn quite a bit from this, and we would be able to share that with other utilities as well that are interested in putting wind projects up.
Gallagher says if the $7 million is not appropriated, it would make it very difficult to move forward with such a project. If the funds are supplied, the preparation work would start very soon afterwards. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.